Hello and welcome to the February 2023 edition of the Kirkgate Messenger, the monthly magazine produced by Kirkgate Church here in Saltcoats. We're back after our short break in January, and the spring bulbs such as snowdrops and crocuses are starting to appear now, and there's also an obvious difference in the nights becoming a wee bit lighter. The magazine has been emailed and posted out to all who have requested it, but if you would like to be added to either the email or postal list, then please contact myself by email at messenger@kirkgatechurch.org.uk, or you can phone me on 01294 603 848. For postal magazines, we just ask for a £1 donation per month towards the postage, which is charged annually at £9 a year. This month's readers are our minister, the Reverend Nigel Chicania, myself, Stuart McMahon, Eunice McInnes, and Pamela Martin.
Message from the men's. When I was young, I used to wait for the new year and shout aloud with others, "Happy New Year!" The past few years have been different. I've learned about new things, among others, the Hakmone Fellowships. And since we've two active boys, we retired early to bed on the 31st of December 2022. I've since accepted that while as millions of people shout Happy New Year, we all awaken to the same old burdens and challenges as before. In my typical introspective way, this year I asked myself, what could make the year 2023 a new and happy year for me? A few things and ideas came to mind. One was my desire to get to know each and every one of our members, and I decided that by the end of this year, I would try, with God's help, to visit each and every member on the row of our church. Secondly, I was encouraged by the idea of new start with Jesus. You may have noticed that most of my sermons in January were on mission. I felt God inviting us to share Christ with our loved ones and those we meet. The year started with the encouragement to join our hands as we declare 2023 to be a year to build with Christ. Just as I declared in the sermon of the first Sunday, you are all invited to be part of an exciting time where we redeclare our identity as church. In other words, to become a church where people love one another, a church that experiences blessings and share them with others, a church that declares Christ as Redeemer of the world, especially to those in need. I can assure you all that it's easy to read through this article and say, Nigel, these are all old stories and strategies. There's nothing new that you're telling us. And I can confirm that yes, there's nothing new I'm saying, but the very same old story. Paul's words are a constant reminder when he says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus." This is according to Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14, according to the New King James Version. I wonder if you have any goals for Christ in this year 2023. Paul's goal is to know Christ more and better. Amazing to know that Paul was willing to forget all that may have hindered him in his life for Christ. Are you willing to forget the past failures, attempts, and pain in order to reach your goal for Christ? It is my hope that you will join me to encourage those who are discouraged, to encourage those who feel like giving up when the going gets tough in 2023, to encourage our own families, to encourage your leaders, and all those in your families, especially in the family of faith. I therefore urge you all to press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenwards in Christ Jesus. Yours Truly, Nigel Chikanya.
And now we have our prayer page contributed by Alison Burick, and it's entitled Freedom from Fear. Loving God in all the charges and changes of our lives, all the many uncertainties we face, we thank you that you are a God we can depend on, always good, always loving, always merciful and always faithful. God of love, for the knowledge that you are always with us, we praise you. We thank you for the assurance that whatever we may be confronted with, your love will go on reaching out, your hand go on supporting, and your purpose go on being fulfilled. God of love, for the knowledge that you are always with us, we praise you. Help us to truly believe that, not just in our minds, but in our hearts, to put our trust wholly in you, confident that you will never fail us. God of love, for the knowledge that you are always with us, we praise you. Help us to let go of the fears and anxieties that weigh us down, that hold us back, that destroy our confidence and undermine our happiness, that alienate us from one another and prevent us living life to the full. God of love, for the knowledge that you're always with us, we praise you. Help us to receive the freedom you offer, the freedom that comes from knowing you hold all things in your hands and that nothing can finally separate us from your love. God of love, for the knowledge that you are always with us, we praise you. Give us the peace Jesus promised to all who follow him, the knowledge that we need neither be troubled or afraid, for you are with us, watching over us now and always. God of love, for the knowledge that you're always with us, we praise you. In the name of Christ, Amen.
Church Register. Funerals. 9th of December 2022, Mr. Alexander MacDonald, Sharphill Road, Saltcoats. 30th of December 2022, Mrs. Margaret Campbell, Coach Braeview, Springside. 13th of January 2023, Mrs. Ray Mackay, John Brogan Place, Stevenson. 19th of January 2023, Mr. Michael McCallum, Saltcoats. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Change of address. Mrs. Margaret Collins, formerly of Ardrossan, has moved to Queensview Harbour Care Home, 72 Temple Hill, Troon, KA10 6BE. From the editor. The next deadline date for contributions is the 26th of February at the very latest, please. Many thanks to all who donated to the Christmas greetings. You raised £163, which was passed on to the Treasurer. Please keep us informed of any special birthdays, anniversaries, or any other special events that you hear about. Please feel free to email me at elizabeth.mcmahon@talktalk.net or send a written copy if you don't use a computer. Elizabeth McMahon, Editor. Letters of Appreciation. Just wanted to say thank you for a surprise birthday card recently. Compliments to the artist. Delightful scene. Wendy Schneider. Thank you very much for the lovely flowers I received on the death of my husband Tom. Also for the cards I received and thanking Neil for his visit and comfort and prayers. Margaret Cannon. Thank you for the lovely bouquet of flowers I received from the church and to Mary who brought them. The church family is so good to me. God bless you all. Kathy Coulter. Dear friends, we would like to thank everyone for your phone calls, visits, cards and flowers during Margaret's recent illness and following her death. They were all filled with kind words of support and sympathy and were very much appreciated by the three of us. Thanks to the generosity of many of you and others £550 was raised in Margaret's memory and has been donated and gratefully received by Ayrshire Cancer Support and Cancer Research UK. Margaret loved this church and its congregation, your warmth and friendliness, making many good friends over the years. We have really felt that warmth and support during these last few months. It has been a great comfort to us and we send you our heartfelt thanks. Kind regards, Andy, Helen and Malcolm Campbell.
And now for a listing of our events that are on in Kirkgate during February and March. The regular weekly meetings that take place are on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. We have morning worship and a Sunday school, and now on the last Sunday of every month we have restarted our tea and coffee fellowships after the morning service. On Mondays at 2 p.m. on alternate weeks, the Guild will meet. Tuesdays from 1 till 4, the craft team meets. Wednesday nights from 7 till 8 p.m, there is a Bible study. Thursday morning at 10 a.m, there is an outside group called Meditation and Movement that you can join. On Thursday at 10:30, we have our midweek service. And on Thursdays also, alternating between afternoons at 2:30 and evenings at 7:30, we have the Country Dance Club on alternate weeks. Fridays at 12:30 till 2, we have the Care and Share lunch run by Chana. For monthly meetings, there is the prayer group, which meets on the first Sunday of the month after morning's worship. We really need some more support for this, for it to be worthwhile. Musical Memories, run by Mary Stewart, is on the last Wednesday of every month at 2 o'clock. So for some specific dates, in February, Thursday the 2nd at 2:30 is the Country Dancing Club. On Sunday the 5th, that was yesterday, we had our service of Holy Communion. Next Sunday the 12th at 10:45, the service will be led by the Reverend John Carrick. Monday the 13th at 2 o'clock, the Guild will meet and we'll have a speaker from the Argyle Hub. That's the community shop. Thursday the 16th at 7:30, the Country Dance will be holding a committee meeting. Wednesday the 22nd at 2 o'clock, Musical Memories with Mary Stewart. A reminder that on Sunday the 26th after the morning service there will be tea and coffee. And on Monday the 27th of February at 2 o'clock, the Guild will meet at South Beach House, again with Mary Stewart, to provide some entertainment. Into March, and on Thursday the 2nd of March at 10:30, there will be the midweek service, which will include the Sacrament of Holy Communion. Friday the 3rd of March at 2 p.m. is the World Day of Prayer, and that will be held in the South Beach Baptist Church this year. On Thursday the 9th of March at 7 p.m. there will be a Kirk Session meeting. And on Sunday the 18th of March from 10 till 12, advance notice that the craft team will be holding their Easter coffee and cards event. And on Wednesday the 29th of March at 2 p.m. it will be Musical Memories again with Mary Stewart. Christmas gift service. Just a very brief thank you to everyone who donated a Christmas gift in aid of the Night Before Christmas campaign, which is supporting families around Ayrshire. Your generosity was greatly appreciated by the team, and there was a photo of the gifts that had been donated. Thank you.
And now we have an article entitled Kirkgate Family Keeping Connected. The church is wherever God's people are seeking to reach out and touch folk wherever they are. The pastoral care team wish all in the Kirkgate family every blessing in 2023. The work of the pastoral team continues through phone calls, visits, cards and care. The small pastoral committee met with Nigel in January. The meeting was productive, a review of how pastoral care was going, defining our roles, looking at ways to improve our communication to ensure we deliver care effectively for Kirkgate going forward. A full pastoral team meeting will take place in February, the date to be confirmed. We continue to pray for those recently bereaved, those unwell at home or in hospital, those awaiting medical test result, those living in care and residential homes, and those recovering from surgery and starting rehab. Sincere thanks to all in the pastoral care team and Nigel for their continued efforts, dedication and enthusiasm in carrying out pastoral care in Kirkgate. Please do not hesitate to contact us if or when there is a need. Our contact numbers are listed below. And that's every blessing from Evelyn Green, the coordinator, and all on the pastoral committee and team, and Nigel, our minister. Now, the contacts for the pastoral care are as follows. The pastoral team are working very hard behind the scenes. Please keep the team up to date with information about people who need pastoral care or support at this difficult time for everyone. Please don't assume they already know. They would rather hear several times over than not at all. And the main contacts for pastoral care are Moira Cooper, and her number is 01294 468 851, or Jean Hay, 01294 469 986. Evelyn Green, I'm going to miss out the 01294. Evelyn's number is 469706, and Jennifer Fox is 465947. And now we have a new year with the Lord. A new year is about to unfold with new opportunities to explore. Doors will open for new experiences, new adventures with the Lord. Remember not the former things, the things of this past year. The Lord will do new things in us, much more than we are aware. For he will make a way for us as we put our trust in him, and he will guide our every step by his presence we have within. What God has placed within our hearts, we find we'll be able to do. If we look for the opportunities, we'll see the door to go through. We mustn't let anything hold us back, but rise up and take our place and be all that God wants us to be with a fresh touch of his grace. And that's by M.S. Lowndes. I think that's lovely.
Keeping in touch with Kirkgate. Sunday and midweek services. Our Sunday service is held at 10:45 a.m. and is also available online live via YouTube at our new address, youtube.com/@Kirkgate Church, with a recording available shortly afterwards on our website at www.kirkgatechurch.org.uk. Facebook, Twilio phone service on 01294 444201, and podcasting channels. The weekly Thursday service continues at 10:30 a.m. Please subscribe free to our YouTube channel to get alerts on any new content. Please remind anyone who maybe doesn't have access to the internet that our Twilio phone service on 01294 444201 is available to them, where you can listen to the weekly service and an audiobook version of the messenger. Audio versions of the service and magazine are also available via most good podcast providers, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. The phone service and podcasts won't be updated on Sunday the 5th of February and Sundays the 5th and 11th of March, as Stuart will be away. Thank you to everyone who watch our online services. Most weeks at present, we appear to be averaging around 60 to 70 views on YouTube, sometimes more, which is great. Digital and printed copies of the Kirkgate Messenger. Thank you to everyone who has sent in their postage donation. We still got a few folk we haven't heard from. A reminder slip will be included with this magazine if you are one of them. We also still have space for two advertising blocks in the magazine, which are just £40 each for the year. If you are a regular customer in a local business, why not ask if they'd consider advertising with us? Presbytery Report. The first online meeting took place on the 6th of December at 7 p.m. when 188 brave Presbyterians joined together on Zoom to receive reports from the various committees. We also heard an appeal for more volunteers to learn how to be safeguarding trainers. Kirk Sessions were instructed to put in place a conflict of interest policy as soon as possible. The budget was approved. Lots of churches had altered times and places as they joined with other churches for services over Christmas and New Year. The moderator, Reverend Brian Hendry, thanked everyone for their hard work as we begin the process of coming together as one presbytery, and offered assurance that with God's help, we will continue to make good progress. The meeting finished at 8:20 p.m. Margaret Cassidy, Presbytery Elder.
The Treasurer's Report. Here are the balances as they stood at the 1st of January 2023. In the general account, there was £23,054. The fabric account had £7,600. The Knoxland Bequest Fund had £6,000. The Session Discretionary Fund had £524. The Session Benevolent Fund, £225. The Minister's Benevolent Fund, £3,212. Mrs. Reed's Bequest Fund has £256. The Organ Fund has £346. Mrs. Irvine's Bequest, £1,000. And Mrs. Lockie's Bequest still had £500. The amount collected by standing order, cheques and collection for the period was as follows. Standing orders and cheques in December totalled £2,862. A total of £33,700 was given by standing order in 2022. In the open plate in December, it totalled £659. We had one less Sunday in December this year. The funds held by Edinburgh in the General Trustees Revenue Fund, we have £1.97. The Consolidated Fabric Fund has £62,922.64 with a market value of £97,832.10. The Investors Trust for the Knoxland Fund has £16,997.04 with a market value of £19,319.04. Thanks are due to the church organisations who continue to support the church, in particular the Country Dancing Group, the Craft Group and the Guild, and of course all those who have contributed in any way to the Christmas Fair. Over £2,500 has been donated in total, a fantastic sum. We were required to pay the final balance on the renovation works done to the church late in the year, and along with roof repairs, etc., it is fair to say that the fabric account took a hit in late 2022. We fully paid our ministries and mission allocation of £48,904 in 2022, which is a remarkable effort. The M&Ms is now going to be called Giving to Grow, and our allocation for 2023 is down to £42,197. This is a welcome reduction, but still requires us to pay £4,217.90 a month over 10 months. It is well known that the Kirkgate family are generous, and I am very aware of the economic times in which we live. But I would urge you to consider increasing your giving to the church when it is possible for you to do so. I am currently involved in finalising the accounts for 2022 and preparing all the documentation required. I can tell you that this is a very much different and more difficult task than in bygone ages when I was treasurer before, and I would like again to thank Jean Rainey for her ongoing help with this task, without which it would never be finished. Thank you very much. John Stewart, Treasurer. The Prayer Group. Please do not hesitate to ask me to include special prayers for you at our monthly meeting. Wake up every morning with the thought that something wonderful is going to happen. Life is too short to wake up with regrets. So love the people who treat you right. Forget those who don't believe everything happens for a reason. If you get a chance, take it. If it changes your life, let it. Nobody said life would be easy. They just promised it would be most likely be worth it. And that's contributed by Margaret Cassidy.
And now a report from the craft team. Refreshed by a well-earned break after the busy Christmas season, the group has started meeting again on Tuesdays between 1 and 4. Anyone interested will be made very welcome, even if you just want to come in and see what we do. The Christmas Tree Festival was a great success, and we thank all the church members who decorated trees. Everyone put a lot of thought into their part of the Christmas story. Thanks to Andrew and Stuart for organising the closing carol service. As things are a bit more normal now, we've decided to plan ahead and have chosen the 12 days of Christmas as our theme in 2023. This will give everyone plenty of time to think about it. We're hoping a lot more people will take part, and we will be happy to provide a tree if you don't have one of your own, and you'll get more details on that later. We have started filling up the card stands again and are now thinking of Easter cards. Time goes so quickly. And our Easter card, coffee and card morning will be held on Saturday the 18th of March between 10 and 12. Sadly, one of our members has passed away. Anne Wilson joined us last March. She just fitted in with the group and we all enjoyed her company. Anne didn't enjoy good health but came along when she was fit. A few of us attended a lovely memorial service for her, which was held in the Church of the Nazarene in Ardrossan on Sunday the 22nd of January. And now we have something titled Price Increase. Never fails, does it? Here we go. Just to let you know, everyone, in advance, we are thinking of raising our card prices. This is from the card group, by the way. We have charged the same prices since the group started, but we are finding that our supplies of cards, envelopes, cellophanes, labels, etc. have all gone up considerably. We will let you know in the next magazine what we decide, and the new pricing will start on the 1st of March 2023. We hope you understand and will still support us so that the church funds can benefit from all the profits. Thank you from the card team. And now a report from the property committee. In the church, the hot water heater in the kitchen was overheating and the cable was burning, so it was agreed to purchase a new one. The new one looks a lot smaller and gives more workspace in the kitchen, but I assure you it is still a 20-litre boiler. The double socket was also replaced. The boiler in the kitchen and the vestry were given their annual service and there were no issues with either of them. A small wall radiator may be purchased for the vestry cupboard, so as we do not get any dampness in the boiler. And in the manse, at the time of writing, the manse was awaiting the workman who dealt with the bedroom mould to return and finish the painting. And that report was from Margaret Cassidy, our property convener.
Kirk Session. We held our first meeting of the year on the 12th of January and have fixed dates for communion as follows. Sundays, the 5th of February, 9th of April, 4th of June, 2nd of July, 3rd of September, 5th of November, and 26th of November. Thursdays, 2nd of March, 6th of April, 1st of June, 13th of July, 7th of September, 2nd of November, and 7th of December. Nigel and a few others have visited South Beach House and held a service of communion for the residents. They received a very warm welcome and intend to repeat this in the future. We agreed to have tea and coffee after the service on the last Sunday of each month. We would like one person or group to take charge of each month and be responsible for bringing along the milk and biscuits and for recruiting others to help them. If this is something you would be willing to do, please speak to me or to Mary Stewart. Ukrainian refugees are being housed in the newly renovated properties in Glebe Place, and a copy of our last magazine and a welcome letter have been delivered to them. We pray that they will settle quickly to their new surroundings. We held a work party on Saturday, the 21st of January. There was a very encouraging turnout of willing helpers, and we spent a busy couple of hours tackling various tasks around the building. Floors were scrubbed, windows cleaned, wood polished, walls washed, cupboards built, cupboards tidied, and probably other things too. Many thanks to all who came along to help. We will have another similar work party in the future. It has been lovely to see quite a number of new faces joining us for morning worship. Nigel intends to hold a class soon for any interested in becoming members of the church, so please speak to him if this applies to you. Finally, I would like to wish you all a happy and healthy 2023. Vivian Bruce, Session Clerk. Musical Memories. We decided to go ahead with the December Musical Memories on the 28th, even though it landed in that time when people just want to stay home and chill. It was surprising then to have a good turnout of about 30 hearty souls who came along on a cold, wet afternoon to raise their voices. Some lovely old Christmas favourites went down well, and I think everyone especially enjoyed the warm mince pies. January Musical Memories landed exactly on Burns Day, the 25th of January, and the playlist was full of beautiful Scottish songs, some Burns, as we celebrated Robert Burns' 264th birthday. Our next date is the 22nd of February, when a very warm welcome awaits you. Your friend, Mary.
Care and Share. The days are gradually lengthening again, and hopefully better weather is on the way. Numbers at the Friday Lunch Club are increasing as word is spreading in the community. We enjoyed a great Christmas party with around 70 people attending. Santa came and distributed gifts to everyone. We had great entertainment with a sing-song and a magician. We're now tweaking our routines as we are serving so many people. Our first attempt didn't go too well, but we have some more ideas to try. We've had some new volunteers joining us, and I also have a list of emergency helpers who will come at short notice. Food hygiene training and refresher training is taking place in conjunction with our friends at LinkUp. In January, we have welcomed some of the Ukrainian people who have been housed in the local area. They seem to be enjoying the food and fellowship offered. Sadly, we have lost another two of our initial volunteers. A huge thank you to Charlie and Jeanette for their support over the past 4 years. We wish you both a speedy recovery, and hopefully we will see you return someday if you are able. Thank you to everyone who supports us in any way, and as ever, please come and join us for some lunch on a Friday and see if you would like to help. With love and every blessing for a happy and healthy 23, that's from Pamela Martin. The Argyll Community Shop. The shop has enjoyed a very busy time over December and January. There are now around 150 members, with 50 to 60 people shopping with us each week. We now have a number of Ukrainians coming to the shop, as well as our Syrian families. our Arabic and Ukrainian language skills are coming along nicely. With the ever-increasing numbers coming to the shop, we are ever grateful for all the donations that we receive. We think that we might need to recruit some more volunteers soon to help with the many tasks involved in running the shop. So if you feel you might be able to offer some of your valuable time, please contact Brian Keenan at the Argyll Centre or speak to Pamela Martin on a Sunday for more information. Thank you for your continued support of this valuable resource, and that's from all at the Argyll Community Shop. The Sunday School. We would like to thank the craft team for their continued support throughout the year of last year. The Lord bless you all. Our Sunday School is back for 2023, though we sadly miss one of the teens who has since returned to Jamaica. To all our church family, please continue to pray for us and do pop into the small hall to see the things we are doing. Some photos are also being added to our church Facebook page. We continue to enjoy our godly play approach to learning about God. Many photographs were taken when we performed our Nativity play on Sunday the 18th of December, and they were printed elsewhere within the magazine. Thank you, and that's from the Sunday School team.
Right, and now we have a few thank yous. But first of all, the Christmas... The Christmas quizzes and at the Christmas fair. Our thanks to Elizabeth Howey for compiling the quizzes. The amount raised was £160, which went towards the Christmas fair total. Well done to all who completed the two quizzes. Now, the people who won the quiz, which was entitled The Scottish Song, was our friend Morag Forsyth from Ardrossan. Well done, Morag. And then the other quiz was Wildflowers Word Search. And congratulations to Christy McFarlane from Irvine, who won that. And the Luxury Hamper was won by Moira Cooper in Ardrossan. I bet you enjoyed that, Moira. And our thanks to Chrissy Bailey and Kathy Coulter, who organised and donated the hamper. They would like to thank everyone who bought tickets.
Rota page. Sunday door duty and counting rota, February and March. 5th of February, E. McInnes, B. McCracken, B. McWilliam. 12th of February, J. Rainey, G. Armstrong, P. Armstrong. 19th of February, V. Bruce, F. Liddell, J. Hay. 26th of February, J. Stewart, M. Hunter, E. Howey. 5th of March, M. Cooper, D. McLeod, F. Wright. 12th of March, E. McInnes, P. Martin, S. McCulloch. 19th of March, J. Rainey, B. McCracken, B. McWilliam. 26th of March, V. Bruce, G. Armstrong, P. Armstrong. Church Flowers, February and March. 5th of February, donated by W. Maroney. Delivery, S. McCulloch. 12th of February, J. Rainey, donated. Delivery, D. McLeod. 19th of February, donated by D. Kirkup. Delivery, J. Hay. 26th of February, donated by M. Cannon. Delivery, M. Hunter. 5th of March, donated by M. Flynn. Delivery, C. Ewing. 12th of March, donated by Vacant. Delivery, E. McInnes. 19th of March, donated by H. MacDonald. Delivery, M. Cassidy. 26th of March, donated by E. Hunter. Delivery, B. McCracken. There are still a few dates available for contributing the church flowers or for delivering them afterwards. Please speak to Chrissy Bailey for more information. Life and Work. in the February edition, a tangible thing everybody can do. As Fair Trade Fortnight begins, how fair trade traders and campaigners in Scotland are facing the cost of living crisis. We are facing huge challenges. The Reverend Dr. Doug Gay, author of Reforming the Kirk, tells of his journey from an upbringing in an exclusive Plymouth Brethren assembly to influential theologian, and where he feels the Church of Scotland is going wrong in its reforms. Being intergenerational church. Susie Farrant and Darren Phillip continue their series on the importance of developing a church which embraces all generations. Sitting near my neighbour. John L. Bell reflects on the impact of layout on worship. A good host. The Reverend Dr. Martin Johnson reflects on the art of hosting as a vital leadership skill. Radical reconciliation. Ruth Harvey considers the message of reconciliation in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Pilgrim journeys. The Reverend Dr. Richard Fraser reflects on the value and gifts of pilgrimage. Plus, youth column, My Church, view from the pulpit, official updates from the Faith Action Programme and Assembly Trustees, readers' pictures, news, letters and reviews, all for £3.50. Visit www.lifeandwork.org/subscribe.
And now an article from the Guild. We enjoyed a lovely afternoon when we were hosts to Guilds Together North Ayrshire on Friday the 2nd of December. They had arranged for a group of puppeteers from the Central Evangelical Church in Kilmarnock, who were called The Messenger, and they entertained us with an alternative Christmas story. On Monday the 5th of December, our service of readings and carols was a lovely way to round off our meetings for the year. We were all saddened by the passing of two of our faithful members, Peggy Duffy and Ray Mackay. Peggy had been our pianist for some time, and it was good to have her musical talent. Ray was an excellent organiser, and we all loved the outings she had arranged for us. Both will be sadly missed. We look forward to your company in 2023. The dates for your diary are on February, Monday the 13th at 2 o'clock, there will be a speaker from the Argyll Hub. And on Monday the 27th of February at 2 o'clock, we will be visiting South Beach House with Mary Stewart, and there will be some entertainment there. In March, on Friday the 3rd at 2 o'clock, it will be the World Day of Prayer being held in South Beach Baptist Church in Ardrossan Road in Salkutts this year. And on Wednesday the 29th of March at 2 o'clock, Guilds Together North Ayrshire will be meeting for the Spring Rally in Beath Parish Church. The Stamp Appeal. Please remember to continue to save your used stamps. If you can leave a small border around them, that would be great. You can leave them on the table in the hallway and someone will pick them up from there. These are a valuable source of income and at no extra cost to yourself. So thank you to all who support this appeal. Well, that's everything for this month. The magazine won't be available on the phone service next month as I'm away quite a bit at the start of March, but the April edition will be ready just in time for Easter. So until then, cheerio!